Good morning, everyone. Top of the week on this Monday morning on Yud Ches Elo Tov Shin Pei. We continue with the Rabbeinu Bechaya Chovis HaLevavos and Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, the Gate of Self-Accounting. The question we address this morning is, how many ways is it that a person should hold themselves accountable? How many ways should a person reckon the behaviors of past and how a person should improve? There are so many ways that we can improve our behavior, so many things that we are to consider, things that we are to take very seriously, to mend our ways, to direct ourselves in the path of Yashrus. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya teaches us that there are so many different ways of how a person should make accounting, but he points out that there are 30. And those 30 is where we're going to direct our attention, our limud, over the next many days. And the 30 are going to give us a map, a plan, a strategy, how we can better ourselves moving forward. And the purpose of these 30 is Yispar mehem mashahadim chayiv bo lelukim. These are meant to clarify to a person what it is that one owes the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person is mindful of these 30 things, how much gratitude, how much graciousness has been showered, benevolence has been bestowed, so then we are able to reflect in kind how we acted indeed with Torah, Masim, Tovim, etc. But it's Kishinoisen Oisom Elalibo, by thinking of these things, that a person brings them to one's heart, Umakabul al Nafsho Lakshov Behem of Aliskar Isom Tomid, that a person is mindful of these things and to undertake to reflect on these matters and to remember them, Tomid, to remember them always. So the very first thing that he teaches, Harishan Kishistakil Ha'odam Be'inyan Atzmo, the topic of Inyan Atzmo, the concept of contemplating one's own existence, is a very lofty, very deep, very meaningful topic. It is layered of so many different teachings as to what, in fact, that really means. The concept of Inyan Atzmo, to think about how I came into this world, to think about and reflect about what my life is meant to mean and how I can find meaning. When a person contemplates his own existence and reflects on how he first came into being and how we were brought from non-existence into existence, from nothing into a reality, so not because there was any merit, not because there was any schus, only because of the Ribbono Shel Olam chesed, because of Olam chesed yibone, because of v'teivaso, v'nidvaso, only the grace, the goodness, the generosity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for no other reason. When a person realizes and recognizes that his state, that his stature is far more distinguished, is far more elevated, his form is nobler than that of the behemoth, than that of the animal, inanimate object, from the plant, from anything else besides human, so that person will undertake to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam Yichashev. They will think about it. V'yischayev lahodos lebara yisbarach. A person will think about the lofty stature for which creation of Adam is. One will think about how we came from non-existence to existence. Lema davar daima. What is the analogy to which this can be compared? V'yimshol bazeh mashal karav yala b'machshavah. So here's what a person could think about. Imagine, he says, that when he was a nursing infant, he was just a baby. So Rahman al-Atslan, the case that he gives, is a mother abandoned the child on the street. And what happens, V'avar Adam Echad V'ra'iso V'chomel Alav, a man who was passing by saw this child, took mercy on him, was pitying him, and V'asav V'aiso Beso, took him into his home. And when he took him into his home, V'nitpal V'gidula, he took care of him, he worried about him, he raised him until this child reached maturity in mind and in body, Ad Asher Godol Vehitkil. This child grew up. So he says, Heyich Hoyachayev Lorutz Lurutsoinai, Vichal Asher Yitzaveuvo, Vyazireu Mimeno. How great would it be that this person has a chiyuv, has an obligation to listen to this man who took care of him, his rutz and his will, honor his command, refrain from that which this man forbids, how deeply indebted he would be to this person. How obligated would he be? How indebted would he feel to this person because he literally took care of him? He was Osov Oisel Besov and Nitpal Bigedulo. He took care of him and he raised him, he pitied him, he worried about him and he provided for him. How much would it be that a person would be obligated? So he says, Al achas kama v'kama osa, how much all the more so is a person obligated to the Borei Olamim, to the Creator, to the Master of the Universe who has sheltered him, who has sheltered us and provides for us with all of our needs. How much more so, Al achas kama v'kama, should one follow his service and avodas Hashem and accept all mitzvos, all of the commandments, all taryag mitzvos upon ourselves, be'ahava, v'simcha, v'tuv levav, a person just by simple, indebted, and gratitude feelings that one has to the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us life, for nurturing us and providing us, giving us from the status of non-existence to existence, from nothing into a reality, not for any cause, not for any prior merit, but only because of the Ribbono Shel Olam's benevolence, his grace, his goodness, and his generosity. This is lesson number one. Let's take this inspiration into the day. We'll continue with this limud throughout this week. And I hope that we will be able to join on this journey together. And in so doing, I wish each and every one of you a blessed day, an elevated day, and a day of great accomplishment in Ruchnius.